Non-Aligned Movement, parties to the NPT. The group reaffirms the movement principal positions on nuclear disarmament, which remains its highest priority, and on the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons in all its aspects. We stress the importance of ensuring that efforts aimed at nuclear non-proliferation are parallel to simultaneous efforts aimed at nuclear disarmament. We express concern at the threat to humanity posed by the continued existence of nuclear weapons and their possible use or threat of use. We reiterate our deep concern over the slow-paced progress toward nuclear disarmament and the lack of progress by nuclear weapon states to accomplish the total elimination of nuclear arsenals in accordance with their relevant multilateral legal obligations. We take note the adoption of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons on 7 July 2017 at the United Nations Conference to negotiate a legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons, leading towards their total elimination. It is hoped that when entered into force, the treaty would contribute to furthering the objective of the total elimination of nuclear weapons. The group reiterates its strong call for the full and systematic implementations of the unequivocal undertaking given by the nuclear weapon states at the 2000 Review Conference, including three implementations of the 13 practical steps to accomplish the total elimination of their nuclear arsenal, leading to nuclear disarmament, which was also reaffirmed by the 2010 Review Conference. In this connection, the group emphasizes, in particular, the prime importance of an urgent need for the full and prompt implementations of the commitment by the nuclear weapon states under Action 5 of the 2010 Action Plan on Nuclear Disarmament. In this context, the group further recalls that the nuclear weapon states have committed to accelerate concrete progress on the steps leading to nuclear disarmament. The group recalls that in implementing the unequivocal undertaking by nuclear weapon states to accomplish total elimination of their nuclear arsenal, the nuclear weapon states, in accordance with Action 3 of the 2010 final document, have committed to undertake further efforts to reduce and ultimately eliminate all types of nuclear weapons, including through unilateral, bilateral, regional, and multilateral measures. The group expresses its disappointment over the lack of progress of the implementations of this commitment. In this regard, the group calls for full compliance of the nuclear weapon states with such undertaking towards fulfilling their legal obligations under the Article 6. The group stresses the urgent necessity of negotiating and bringing to a conclusion a comprehensive convention on nuclear weapons, containing also a PACE program for the complete elimination of nuclear weapons with a specific time frame. We remain deeply concerned by the lack of progress toward achieving the total elimination of nuclear weapons, despite some reports of bilateral and unilateral reductions. Any such reductions are undermined by the modernizations of nuclear weapons and their delivery systems and related infrastructure by the nuclear weapon states. The group is also concerned about the lack of tangible progress in enhancing transparency in accordance with Action 5, letter G. The group of non-aligned state parties to the treaty note with grave concern that current extensive investment by nuclear weapon states on modernization of their nuclear forces and developing more effective and newer, including low-yield nuclear warheads, which, by increasing the role of these inhuman weapons in their military doctrines, lowers the threshold of the actual use of the nuclear weapons. The group strongly calls for putting an immediate end to this trend, that it is a fact that a new nuclear arms race. The group also stresses that reduction in deployments and in operational status cannot substitute for irreversible cuts in and the total elimination of nuclear weapons, and accordingly calls on the nuclear weapon states to apply the principle of transparency, irreversibility, verifiability to all such cuts to further reduce their nuclear arsenal, both warheads and delivery system, thus contributing to the fulfillment of their nuclear disarmament obligations and facilitating the realization of a world free of nuclear weapons at the earliest date. The group emphasized that the indefinite extensions of the treaty does not imply the indefinite possessions by the nuclear weapon states of their nuclear arsenals, and considers in this regard that any assumptions of indefinite possessions of nuclear weapon is incompatible with the integrity and sustainability of the nuclear non-proliferation regime, both vertical and horizontal, and with the broader objective of maintaining international peace and security. Mr. Chairman, the group is on the firm belief that pending the total elimination of nuclear weapons, it is the legitimate right of all nuclear weapon states that have given up the nuclear weapon options by becoming parties to the treaty to receive effective, universal, unconditional, non-discriminatory, and irrevocable legally binding security assurance against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons under all circumstances. The group of non-aligned state parties to the treaty reaffirms that, in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations, states must refrain in their international relations from the threat of or use of force against the territoriality or political independence of any states or any other manner inconsistent with the purpose of the United Nations. The group of non-aligned state parties to the treaty firmly believes that any use or threat of use of nuclear weapons would be a crime against humanity and a violation of the principle of the Charter of the United Nations and international law, in particular international humanitarian law. The group further believes that mere possession of nuclear weapons is inconsistent with the principle of international humanitarian law. The group also of the view that pending to the conclusions of negotiations on universal, legally binding, effective, unconditional, non-discriminatory, and irrevocable security assurance to all nuclear weapon states party to the treaty against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons under all circumstances, and taking into account that the existing commitments with regard to the negative security assurance are limited, conditional, and insufficient. All nuclear weapon states shall assure without any conditions and discriminations all non-nuclear weapon states parties to the treaty against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons under all circumstances. In closing, the group of non-aligned state parties to the treaty reiterate the urgent need for the conclusions of a universal, unconditional, non-discriminatory, and legally binding instrument to effectively assure all non-nuclear weapon states party to the treaty against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons under any circumstance as a matter of high priority. With this, I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'd like to thank the distinguished representative of Indonesia speaking on behalf of the group of non-aligned parties to